Mecklenburg County staff and homeless advocates took to the streets Thursday to conduct Charlotte's annual homeless point-in-time count. WFAE's Jesse Steinmetz has this report.
County staff and volunteers fanned out across the city looking for homeless residents under bridges and at camps in the woods. Justin is living in a tent near Uptown. He recently took a Greyhound to Charlotte from Alabama.
I had no job, no money, no housing, no nothing lined up.
One unintended benefit of the count was the unexpected wake-up call.
I am starting a new job today, which is actually why I'm glad y'all woke me up.
The point-in-time count is a community survey of Charlotte's homeless population. The goal is to gather data that will inform local policy, programming, and funding decisions. Courtney LaCaria is the Housing and Homelessness Research Coordinator for Mecklenburg County Community Support Services. She says the number of people using shelters is rising.
So we've seen an average inflow over the last 7 months of around 200 people, which underscores for us the need for more affordable housing in our community, especially for people who make the least.
The count is an annual event and required in order to receive federal funding from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. The count officially began Monday and continues through Sunday at homeless shelters and other facilities. People living outdoors were counted Wednesday and Thursday mornings. The number of Charlotte's homeless is only growing. Last year's count found approximately 2,100 homeless residents, up from about 1,670 in 2018 and nearly 1,500 in 2017. Numbers for 2020 will be released later this year. For WFAE News, I'm Jesse Steinmetz.